Hi, and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4, 5, 6 minutes of your life with me. Now, this episode is episode 9, and where we, meaning me, myself, and I, are calling it Use This 4-Step Formula to Write One Hell of a Seductive Headline. And it's actually brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, which is a carefully designed live educational experience that represents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And we're holding this event May of this year from the 13th through the 15th in beautiful Denver, Colorado, at this stunning, beautiful Ellie Calkins Opera House. And the lineup of speakers is equally as beautiful, where we've got author Dan Pink, punk legend Henry Rollins, Sally Hogshead, Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Pamela Wilson, Brian Clark, Sonya Simone, Anne Hanley, Jared Morris, Joe Paluzzi, and on and on and on. A great lineup. And of course, let's not forget the secret sauce of it all, right? This is really about building real-world relationships with other attendees and having a heck of a lot of fun doing it, right? So you can get all the details right now at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. We're looking forward to you seeing you in Denver, Colorado this May. Now, on to the episode. So work in the copywriting or web writing field long enough and you get a knack for picking up on what works. And if you actually measure what you write, you get to be dead on. Take the headline, for example. Right? Headline writing is probably the first and most important skill you need to learn as a web writer. John Caples, he calls it the most important part of an advertisement. That's why he dedicates 4 out of his 18 chapters to headline writing in his book, Tested Advertising Methods. Now, I recommend you read that book if you have any interest in improving your copywriting chops, or grab a free Magnetic Headlines ebook that we have on our site at copyblogger.com. But in the meantime, I'll sum up those 4 chapters for you in one hyphenated word. That word is self-interest. Not your self-interest, but your reader's self-interest. This is why a media company like Upworthy invests in tests and concepts, systems to figure out which headlines work. BuzzFeed lives and dies on headlines. And a number of years ago, The Atlantic, because they saw the value of a good headline spreading on the social web, they started focusing less on SEO and is focused more on great headlines. And I'll talk about more of that in the future. It's that self-interest. It's all about that self-interest. Zero in on a need or want that your reader has and craft a headline in such a way that catches their attention and draws them in. But the key is actually knowing your audience, right? So exhibit A, college men. All right, so one of the most successful headlines ever written for this audience, all the headline said was sex. Yep. That's it. One word, 3 letters, sex, right? That one word stopped late adolescent, early 20-something men dead in their tracks because it pinpointed exactly the most pressing thing upon their mind. Have you any idea what they were actually selling? Right, so major buzzkill ahead. So they were selling, would you believe it, textbooks. Yeah, they were selling textbooks. Headline says sex, they were selling textbooks. So they wanted to get their attention, but they wanted to divert their attention. They baited, and then they switched. That, my friends, is how a humdinger of a headline will fail to deliver. So warning, trick your reader, and you lose that reader, probably not getting them back anytime soon. So how would you, though, go about crafting this sort of killer headline, this seductive headline? And one of my favorite formulas for doing this is called the 4 U's, right? 4 U's work like this, right? So it's the headline that asks the question, is the headline unique? Is the headline useful? Is the headline ultra-specific? And is the headline urgent, right? So the example, let's explore those, right? So the example I like to share when talking about the 4 U's is the example of how to wash dishes. So if you look at the headline, how to wash dishes, this is what we can know. We think about those four questions I just asked. And so we say, well, how to wash dishes, because of the how-to, we know that it's useful, right? It's going to show us how to do something. So it's useful, but it's not very unique, nor is it ultra specific, or is it even urgent, right? So let's make it unique and say how to wash dishes with vinegar. Now you're onto something, right? But it's still not there, right? You still need, if you looked online, for example, right, you'll probably find a number of articles like this, how to wash dishes with vinegar. It's going to be a lot of competition for that particular phrase, right? It's not very, it's unique, but it's not very ultra specific, nor is it urgent. So let's make it ultra specific by doing this. 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar. Yeah, it's that list, right? It's that number. I know it's probably exhausting. You probably get tired of seeing it, but let me just say it, it works, right? It works. And the more numbers there are, the more attention it's going to get. Again, though, think about, would you be able to deliver on 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar? You always have to ask yourself the question, will I be able to deliver on that headline? But let's say that we can deliver on 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar. Now we are getting somewhere, right? It's not only useful because it promises to teach you something, but it's also unique and it's ultra-specific. It's the 89 ways that makes it ultra-specific, but let's make it urgent, okay? And this is what we do. So we'd make it urgent. We'd say, 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar before you die of cholera. See? It's a longer headline, but it's a better headline, right? I mean, who would not stop at least take a second thought of that particular headline. 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar before you die of cholera. If there was an actual cholera pandemic when you wrote that, so you were sort of hijacking the news or piggybacking upon current event, that headline would be way more meaningful, would be way more powerful, way more potent. So think about that as you create those headlines. So ultimately, what we're after here when we're using the four U's to pour as much self-interest into the particular headlines is to squeeze as many of those U's as possible in the headline. But of course, you want to do it with the economy, right? Is there a way we could make that headline 89 ways to wash dishes with vinegar before you die of cholera? Is there any way to make it shorter? Think about that. If you have any ideas, shoot me a comment. Let me know. The thing too, when I explain these U's to writers, right, the first three are self-explanatory, useful, ultra-specific, unique, but it's the urgent slant that I usually get asked for clarification. So here's how I explain it. Urgent can be described in two ways, right? You need to order this today. It is deadline driven. It's scarcity driven, right? For example, get your free ebook before price jumps tonight at midnight. Or this deal ends October 31st, or only two seats left. Those are all deadline driven, scarcity mindset, urgent ways. Say the other way is to say, if you don't fix X now, then Y will happen, right? For example, read this before you buy your next property. Or tax laws changed on January 31st. Are you ready? Or you could do like 14 mistakes that even seasoned property investors make. So ultimately, just remember, right? So great headlines use three or four of those elements. But when it comes to writing for the web, it is important that you make notice of headlines that are working online, that you're aware of the context, the shape of the headlines, the lingo. So you take these four U's, and as you go out and explore the content that's already out there, think, okay, how many U's does this particular headline? If you find a headline, say, on Business Insider that you really like, ask yourself how many U's is in the headline. There are headlines, look on the headlines on copyblogger.com, for example. How many U's do we use in each headline, right? So you want to get familiarize yourself with this and see if there's that self-interest that's built into you. And as you like explore the web and see how media sites like The Atlantic or Gawker, for example, if you see how they're using headlines, it kind of gives you a flavor of what is working online so that you can take the formula. That's the science part of it. But then the art of the headline writing, of like actually filling in those variables, you need to know, right? You need to kind of familiarize yourself with things that are working and use that stuff to actually fill in the variables. And that's the art of the headline writing. So this sort of approach where you familiarize yourself with all your favorite websites and the great headlines that you're using, like I said, the point is to sort of build that flavor of what works on the web. And so next episode, what we're going to do is we're going to focus just on that, like finding websites that work, that you love. And I'm going to show you a very potent exercise that I actually learned from Robert Scoble. And it now involves a now dead Google tool, but it will lead to you. And the practice takes probably about 90 minutes, but it'll lead to headlines that work, especially if you use the four U's. And I'll share all that with you in the next episode. All right, before you go, I would love it if you headed over to iTunes and review the show, left a comment, let me know how things are going. Until then, take care. Thank you so much for listening. This is Damian Farnworth signing off.